Those idiots play that infernal game.
Well, to be fair, that game is a good test of hand-eye coordination, and it does further your understanding of other worlds.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
Okay, Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 29. This is C4.
Hunter.
And this is going to be the last show for the year here. We're not going to be able to make one for New Year's and for Christmas time and just after Christmas and whatnot. But we're hoping to get the list together of games that you absolutely should have played this year, this episode. We're going to read off everything that everybody sent in and what we felt was the games to have.
We're going to break it down.
That's right. Breaking it down. Let's see here. We've got nothing to talk about but this list, so you might as well just give this to your parents and say, buy these games. friends, family members, this is what I want. Just buy this garbage. And there's only one thing that we have to mention that's not the top of the year list deal here this episode, and that is this awesome email I got. This blew me away, and I've been dying to tell everybody about it for so long now. We were a week late doing the show because of family things and this whole holiday garbage that nobody likes.
So what was it?
Check this out. I got an email. This guy went out of his way to make up a Hotmail account just to email me this because he wants to remain anonymous. Okay? I don't have a name or anything, so don't ask. I don't know who it is or where it came from, so don't ask me. And this is really going to excite you tactical ops players out there, because I know...
That'd be me.
That'd be you, that'd be me, that'd be Wolf, that'd be Hooks. You know, we like the tactical ops games, and that's why we've jumped all over Frag Ops, because it's basically, what we want.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like tactical ops, but better graphics.
Better graphics, better everything.
More of what we want.
Exactly, more of what we want. And it delivered very well. The only problem is the cheaters came with it.
Yeah.
And they came quick this time.
Incorporated from TAC Ops.
Yeah, yeah. They swarmed all over us. And it was just, I got tired of playing with people that were cheating, so I haven't played in a while. But that's all right, because everybody knows I have a little Final Fantasy XI addiction going on right now that is...
A little.
It's consuming everything in my day and whatnot, which is fine. It's nice to play a game.
14 hours ain't bad.
Yeah. Hey. That's no big... That's what we strive for, though. We look for the games like that. That's what we try to find.
I still haven't found it yet. Well, yeah, I did for a while, but it's over.
It's over now. And I know Final Fantasy is going to end someday, but, I might as well write it out while I can, and enjoy it while I can, because I always look for the games that I can get involved in. I'm always trying to find that one game that I can play for a while that I dream about while I'm not playing it, Thank God Final Fantasy XI has done that, it's to the point where I don't want to do anything. I just want to play that stupid game.
Are you going to be like one of the guys who find dead in the chair playing this game?
I hope so. That's the way to die.
Kind of bloated, choked on a Dorito chip.
Yeah, that's not very funny.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's in light of recent events, that's unfortunately not very funny.
So in that case, my bad.
But any other day of the week, it would have been funny. Previously. Yeah, so... Final Fantasy. We've got everybody who... I just want to talk about it just because I know a lot of people don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Well, you're going to have to because you're trapped here. I'm not going to get into details of the game or anything. I just want to say my piece on it. It seems we've got some people that don't want to hear about it at all. And there's some people that aren't really involved in it. Which, it's like, I don't know what to do because I obviously can't, do what everybody wants to do. I can't please everybody all the time and, hey, that happens.
Well, you ain't gonna be able to please everybody every time.
No.
Right? Just do what you gotta do.
I can't please five people at a time, it seems like. So, I'm, and you know what's important, though, is pleasing me. That's what is important.
That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Playing the games I want to play. We're gamers just like everybody out there. That's what we do is play games. So, you know.
So we're hardcore.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. West Side. What happens every now and again is a good game comes along for now. Something that occupies your time and all your energy and your thoughts for now.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I always look for when I get a game, you know?
Exactly. A little bit louder. You're sitting right in front of the microphone.
Yeah, I know. I just can't get my voice to go higher, man.
Yes, you can.
Bam.
Anyway, somehow we've got like almost everybody in the IRC channel that hangs out there all the time playing with us now. It's awesome. I mean, like, not with us so much. Like, and there's people that are there that have been playing, and I didn't know they played. They never said anything about it. Some people were playing. Kamikaze's on another server. He's got like 200 hours or something logged into that game already.
So that's gonna be me. I'm gonna sneak in there, buy it, and I ain't gonna say shit.
That's what I did. I jump
out there, my 75th level character.
Miss me? I got it first and didn't say anything because I wanted to get a feel for it before I jumped in the mix with Wolf and Ode and Dar, who were all playing it too. You know,
I wanted to get your own feel for it.
I wanted to make sure that, you know, I didn't join them. They're all 15th, 20th level or whatever, and here I am first level and I can't hang out with them at all. So I wanted to just power game it for a little while, you know, get used to the world and whatnot. And, I did for a while. I got my guy like 7th level once I figured out how stuff worked pretty well. We all switched over to the Sandoria place, and I made a new guy, you know, and been playing over there. It's a lot of fun for now. It's not like this is going to last forever. So those of you who don't want to hear about it, you know, hey, that's fine.
Yeah, give them another couple weeks, folks. Exactly. It'll die off.
Exactly. You know, those who know me know that I keep trying these stupid games, and what ends up happening, I fall in love with it for like a week.
And quit.
And then I quit cold turkey, and it's like the worst game on the face of the planet. Screw that game, I never want to hear or see about it again. You know, like EverQuest. You know, Dark Age of Camelot.
Dark Age. You see,
they're even giving, what was the one, Anarchy Online. I could download the whole damn game and play it, and they all get really old after a while because they become a level grind. Now, the only thing I liked about Final Fantasy so far was that, you know, there is a lot you can do single player. I mean,
that's my appeal for it right there.
Yeah, and, you know, that was a big plus. A big plus. Because most of them, what happens? You run around by yourself and kill stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of that. But you know how many little missions I've gone on and weird stuff? Everybody you talk to in town has got something going on, you know, like these little stories and stuff, you know, like you see this one guy who's, like some kid who's looking for his dad, and it turns out his dad's a complete jerk, right? And then, like, you can be nice to him and give him, like, a fishing pole or something like that he's lost. You know, you don't have to, though. It's just like...
I like little touches like that.
There's lots of them in there, too. I mean, you wouldn't believe the amount of stuff that goes on.
That makes it worthwhile, yeah. Right there to play.
It's cool, you know, plus all the little stuff that you can do, you know, like all the little weird things you can do by yourself. It's just, it's a blast. You don't have to start a character over. Like, if you're playing EverQuest, oh, I want to be a thief today, but I'm a 50th level fighter.
You'd have to make a whole new character.
Yeah, you got to start from scratch with no money or whatever, right? This game, you go to your house, you tell it you want to change your job, boom, you got all your gear still, all your money and all that, and you just got to figure out what you can and cannot use. People know you by name, they see that you're working on your sub job because you can have two jobs at a time. It's so cool.
That is awesome.
It really is. It's the last thing I'm going to say about Final Fantasy before we get into the meat of the show here. How did we get off of Tetris Ops?
Did we even...
No, we I'm didn't. Holding it in my hand. I just looked at my hand. You see this? This is the sickness this game has created. It's awesome.
Sorry, folks.
What the hell? How did we do that? I'm going to have to listen to this and try to figure out where we lost track. You see what's happening? I haven't played all day. See, I'm going...
Eating at you.
Yeah, it is. It is. You can just leave now and let me play. We don't have to record no more. The coolest thing is the controller. The fact that you can play with a controller over your keyboard and mouse, you know, I mean, and most people, it sounds like, I talk to just use their keyboard, which I've tried, and it's horrible. I don't see how they do it. I don't like it. But for everything they can do on their keyboard, I set up macros that I can, within one or two buttons, two or three buttons, I guess, I can press, you know, that whole combination that they've got on the keyboard that they use. You know, they'll use 1 through 6, you know, F1 through 6 for picking your party members. Yeah, well, you can just push up and down on the control pad. Right, it's nice being able to kick back and play a game like this. The only time you need the keyboard is when you're talking to people.
That's cool.
You know, it is. I tell you what, it plays like .hack. The one from PS2, it plays a lot like that, except that the action's not like real time. Like you're not like mashing the button and watching it swing. That's the only difference. But it feels a lot like it. It is really an amazing interface to the game. I think, and I don't know, like a lot of people, especially Ode, they're waiting for World of Warcraft, and
Yeah, I've been waiting for that one too.
I'm not. I thought I was, but you know what? I've changed my mind. It looks. I don't like the way it looks. I'm sure it's not going to work with a control as well as this though. This was designed to be played on a PS2. Yeah. I mean, this is perfect.
And this is Blizzard we're talking about.
Yeah, which is not a license to print money. It's, you know, some of the stuff they do is amazing, but not everything they do, you know. So who knows? This is a new world for them. You know, they're going to try their hand at the MMORPG.
The big dogs.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens with that. But how in the hell did we get off Tactical Ops?
I don't know. I'm a little flighty.
So what the hell did I say? Something about cheaters. And then we started talking about
Final Fantasy.
What the fuck? Oh, that's weird. Alright, well, what does that suck? Because you know how much fun they're going to make so much fun of us? You guys can't stay out Final Fantasy for 5 fucking minutes.
I'm used to it.
So, yeah. Anyway, okay. This guy, he made this Hotmail account to email me about a new Tactical Ops game. I guess what they've got now is Tactical Ops 2004. I don't know if this means that it's going to be running on Unreal Tournament 2004, you know.
Did you get actual screenshots of the game?
He sent me one screenshot. Because when I'm reading this, I'm like totally disbelieving. You know, I'm like, yeah. But I saw a screenshot of it, and I'm going to post that up on the site. And the screenshot is, if you look closely, those of you who played Tactical Ops extensively will know, the level that they show in the screenshot is scope. Except for with like an Arctic feel to it. It's got snow and stuff. But right. Scope. Yeah. It's really cool. You know, the only part that's not cool about it, like, it's cool the fact that we're having a game come out that is going to basically claim to be the sequel of the game that, you know, captivated us for so long. But it's not made by the same people.
Right.
Yeah. What information I've got here is, you know, it's not ultra detailed or anything. And the weirdest part is, the gentleman that tells us about this is, I'm assuming, not part of the team, right?
Yeah.
Because he says that he got a hold of it somehow, and he sent me the screenshot, wanted to let us know, and he says that, Tactical Ops 2004 is in the workshops. Mad Onion is the name of somebody working on it, I guess. A team member of former Tactical Ops makers and the team of Team Delta is working on the game.
Wow.
He says he's got one of the internal releases. And I guess they're up to internal release 3, so that doesn't really mean anything for us. We're not going to see it. We're never going to see this version. It's not like it's even ready to be an alpha yet. The screenshot, you'll see it posted on the site right below the show notes, and you'll see that it's got a long way to go still. You can tell the textures on the people don't look very good. The models aren't very hot yet. You know, and the model even looked all right. It's just that the textures weren't there, really. It was just like the Arctic suit was all white. There was no, like, creases in it or nothing.
Capcom's coming back to take this around.
If it plays like Tactical Ops does, I'm all over it.
Yeah.
You know, now the gentleman that wrote us here, he said that he doesn't have high hopes for it. He doesn't. Maybe he knows the coders. Maybe he knows their style, you know, better than we do. I don't know anybody, but the name of the one guy that ran it, Shag. Remember from the guy who's the main coder, the lead coder for Tactical Ops. I remember his name because I've seen him all over the place when I was hanging out the message board and stuff like that. This guy doesn't think it's going to be so hot, but I hope it is. See, now, I can't say it's going to be fat because I don't know. But I hope it is. You know, like, I really want to play another good game like this, and Frag Ops has been great to me for the little I played it, but then I don't know, it seemed like we didn't get a patch again that we needed or something.
It's like they disabandoned it, didn't it?
That's what Wolf said.
That's what it felt like to me.
I don't know if it's been a while since I've checked, so we might actually have a new patch out. I don't know.
And
but
I look on the servers, no one's ever playing it. I mean, for as immensely popular as this game's supposed to be, nobody plays it.
Yeah. That's, you know, that was another problem I noticed. I'd hop on the server and I'd be the only guy there for hours.
Like, my problem right now is, like, I get on Tactical Ops and I'm trying to find a new server because it got rid of my server that I play on. So it's like, oh man, I just have to find one without the cheaters again.
Yeah, that's always tough to do. I really hope they build some kind of fat anti-cheat into this Tactical Ops 2004. I really hope they do, because it's what's ruining these online games for me.
You can always have a little 12-year-old kid sitting at home with a keyboard going, and I can crack the game.
Yep. I'll tell you what, though, that made my fucking day hearing about Tactical Ops 2004. It really did. You know, that is on top of the fact it being a game that I want, that somebody took the time to tell us about it was cool. You know, that is really, really awesome. If somebody just, you know what, I'm going to tell these guys about it so we can tell our listeners, you know, that is awesome. I hope that, you know, something good comes out of this project. I hope that that we see a good game that we play, yeah, you know, that we actually like to play and stick with.
I hope so.
You know, I like Frag Ops. I still want to play. I just hate playing with the cheaters. I hope something needs to be done.
And, you know, the cheaters, I mean, as blatant as they are sometimes on Pack Ops, it's way worse on Frag Ops because it's like, Patink,
yeah.
And you're like, oh man,
yeah,
it's just spot this fat gun, and you know you ain't gonna get that gun again
for a long time. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that the Frag Ops team did totally right, but we need some kind of anti-cheat.
Yeah,
bad. Unfortunately, it's a free project, so they don't have unlimited resources to work on it.
People, you know? Listen up, you know, you need to quit cheating so much, you know.
Yeah,
quit taking pages from Wolf.
That's right. I know, huh, Mister I. Cheat on there. Was he cheating on him today? Oh no, he's got like a list of all the stuff for Final Fantasy XI. Like he went to some website and printed out everything they had on it, all the things that you can make him. Which is not, it's not really cheating. It's not like it's giving him free money or nothing. But it's like, it's just funny because there is some of that, but it's like you have to. I mean, you have to have like a list to know what you can make because you could be there forever wasting your time. But it's like, it's just funny to me because it seems like he tries to get as close as he possibly can to cheating, you know, no matter what. It's like he's still got a kind of attempt to.
Oh, he's going to keep looking, you know?
Yeah, he will. I'm surprised he wasn't all over that speed hack, but, all right. Let's get into the meat of the show here. The best of 2003. And, of course, we're going to start it off with everybody's...
Hold on to your socks.
That's right. That's right. This is what you've waited all year for, right here. This is the list. This is what you want. This is what you probably missed out on. This is hopefully what you played. If you missed out, well, you need to make sure that your loved ones didn't screw up on your Christmas.
Dig deep, man. Dig deep.
That's right. All right. We're going to start out the categories. Now, you know what? Next year, when we do this, I'm putting up a format for the list. Some people did... some people would give me just one game. This is the game to have. Some people did a top 10 list of games. Some people did a category and broke it down by best RPG, best first-person shooter, best, role-playing game, whatever. And then some people did, insofar as, like, really, really detailed. Like, we had cool ones, too. Like, most addictive game was a category. You know, it's just like, oh, it took me 3 hours just to get this list together, like, in order, and take all these people's stuff and compile it. But here, in my hands, I hold the master list. In the first category, please, best role-playing game. Now, we haven't practiced this, so I don't know how we're going to go down the list here. I guess maybe I'm just going to read what I've got here, and then we'll talk about maybe the ones that we thought were the best out of the group. Riboflavin, with the surprise. This blew me away. I'm never speaking to him again. Final Fantasy X-2. I don't see it, but he's got the girl power going on. Wait, what does he say here? With a refined job system, non-linear gameplay, tons of optional stuff to do, a just plain fun atmosphere and girl power, how could you not like this game?
Oh my god.
Yes, and it's a wonder his Final Fantasy XI character is a chick, right?
Oh,
we're just kidding. We love you, Ribo, man. I partied up with him in Final Fantasy last night for hours with a fat group, dude. It was badass. Anyway,
and he just loves the series, you know.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's a. I don't think he's a square whore. He's certainly not like Wolf. He doesn't. I think he. You know what? Maybe he is because I was talking about Final Fantasy.
About it, you know?
We know that there is somebody who's a closet Final Fantasy lover and won't admit it and isn't talking to us anymore. Wolf has a list. He actually listed off 3 PlayStation 2 games. Wolf says number 1 pick is Xenosaga, number 2 is Suikoden 3, and number 3 is Ark the Lad: Twilight of the Spirits. Now, I have to,
console whore.
That's alright, because you know what? We had this talk one show a long time ago about how I really...
Console.
Well, about the difference between the Japanese and the American role-playing games. Right? I mean, look at the difference between something like some of the early Final Fantasy games that I liked, and something like Baldur's Gate 2. I love them both, but they're so different, you see?
We should rule the role-playing game market. If you think about it, who came up with D&D? American.
Yeah, but yeah, and we
God bless Gary Gygax.
Yeah, I know, but what the problem is there is he has a good law, a good system. Now this is interesting because I've thought about this before, and what I think it is we're based on the rules. The Japanese games are based on a lot, like they have the rules, but they're pretty loose, and it's really more about the emotion and the storytelling. You know what I'm saying?
Good about that.
Yeah, we got some awesome American role-playing games. And we got, you know, maybe five of them. And then we've got a ton of good games with a really bad story.
Yeah.
You know, or you just don't care about your characters. You know, it's just like,
you
that's...
You that feeling.
Yeah, that's why I have to say that... Yeah, exactly. That feeling of attachment right there, that you care. You know, that is what I need in these games. You know, I love it. You know, it's just like, oh, yes,
yeah.
I care. They're almost real people. Like, when you're playing Metal Gear Solid and they die, you know, when you die, and whoever that is, Mei Ling or whoever, gets on the radio, and she's like, Snake? And when she's all, this can't be happening. Snake? Snake? The voice acting was so good. Like the first time I heard that, I was like, oh, my God, it sounds like she cares about this thing, a person, you know? It was awesome. So I have to say that Wolf's List is pretty awesome. Cushion puts up the same game that you did, Knights of the Old Republic, a game that I've heard so much good stuff about. So if you're a Star Wars fan or not, I understand that this is the game to have.
Definitely get it for me.
Yeah, so yeah, I know. You called me up all just blown away and amazed. Now, this game is so good. Well, wait, let me finish this thing. Mine, I went ahead and I said Xenosaga. I said Xenosaga for the PlayStation 2, and if I had to pick a second, I would definitely say Suikoden 3. I mean, those games, they were great, but Xenosaga blew my mind. Also, Hades has to agree with Rybo, another person I'm not speaking to now, and say that Final Fantasy X-2 is the role-playing game of the year. Now, to be fair, both of them went ahead and they picked a best RPG that does not have Final or Fantasy in the title. And they did a little better. Riboflavin voted for Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, and Hades said Xenosaga. So I guess I can't bite their heads off and chew them up now.
Yeah, play them.
So, let's see, what else have we got here? Oh, and the best RPG you didn't play this year. Is there something that you would want to like recommend to somebody they probably missed, but you would really think somebody should play?
I've already mentioned Star Wars.
Yeah, but that was one that everybody played.
Yeah,
like, everybody. Like, you know, it's one that not a whole lot of people play.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it.
Can we go old? I mean...
No, we're trying to stick it in this year, so don't worry about it.
I mean,
well, they got the expansions, and you're right. A lot of people didn't buy that. A lot of people didn't. Not
a lot of people might have passed that up.
Yeah.
They might want to give it a look, because it does have the feel to it.
It is. Yeah, it does. It does. It really is. It's cool. So we got a three here in this category. I said Suikoden 3, because as much as I liked it, not a lot of people played it. I mean, everybody I talked to said they haven't played it. They've heard of it, but nobody's played it. It is a cool game. Hades, which I thought had probably the best answer of the group, with Dark Cloud 2. Another one, I really wanted to check it out, and I didn't play it. And Riboflavin, and this is beautiful. This is gold, because I owned it. I bought it when it came out. I never played it, and I ended up selling it because I'd never played it. Breath of Fire 5, Dragon Porter for PS2. All those are PS2 games. So, yeah. I got the... yeah. and then Rybo went ahead. He actually gave some nod to Xenosaga with a best movie. You spilled your RPG in my movie. No, you got your movie in my RPG. Because, yeah, you know, there is a lot of cutscenes in that. It was very Square, recent Final Fantasy-ish of them. But... at least it didn't suck like most Square games do, in my opinion. You know, these are just my opinion.
I don't have an opinion on them.
So, yeah, well, you don't. I'm just saying for the listeners, though, because it's like, I'll say I like a game and I get shit for it. You know, I'm not saying go buy this game. I'm saying I liked it. You might not like it.
Yeah,
you know, it's just an opinion, you know? So, unfortunately, there is no... Yeah, yeah. There is no right or wrong in this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there is some wrong, like...
Well, you get medieval up here. I mean, don't go there.
Don't make me. This is my boomstick. let's see. Let's go on to... Okay, here's a good category. Best MMORPG. Now,
I'll have to say Final Fantasy.
You would think that this would, like, sweep the rack, huh? Well, Rybo saved the day, and he actually went ahead to say that Star Wars Galaxies was the game to have. He likes it. I hear him talk about it all the time. We're playing Final Fantasy XI, and he'll say... You can't, how come it's not like Star Wars where you can do this or that, you know, because there's a lot of things in Star Wars that is really good. And a couple of friends of mine are actually playing Star Wars Galaxies and they love it, but they are that space Trekkie geek kind of guy, you know, and it makes me sick.
I wonder how the feel of it is.
I don't know, I'm not willing to risk it. I'm not willing to even bother because I hate Star Wars, so I don't care. But I imagine if you like, you know, sci-fi stuff, or if you like Star Wars at all, and you know you're thinking about an MMORPG or something that you can get involved in, this is the game to have. I think Rybo's onto something here when he says that's the game. And it would have been nice to see other people say that, too, just to give it some backing. But everybody else said Final Fantasy XI. Hades, myself, and Wolf all said Final Fantasy XI is better. Now, everybody knows I am a whore for, like, the fantasy world kind of shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why there's something like Star Wars won't even get picked up on my radar. You said, because of the multiplayer aspect of it, Neverwinter Nights, which is cool, which is really cool, because you know what? People overlook that a lot. They buy this game, they play the single player, they download the mods for it, and they never get to experience it online. You know, a lot of people...
Yeah, the thing that makes this cool is you got the person that actually makes the dungeon. You know, they set the tone for the whole thing. So, like, if you have a great dungeon master setting the module for you, you know, you're going to have a great time.
Exactly. Exactly. Talk about the closest thing to D&D.
Yeah.
That's my excuse for playing Final Fantasy. It's the closest thing I have that reminds me of D&D. But Neverwinter is way light years ahead of Final Fantasy. The problem is you don't... My problem with it would be that... Well, I guess it really wouldn't even matter, but that you couldn't continue your character. You know, like, in Final Fantasy, my guy, I'm going to have as long as I play it, so...
I'm not sure...
Well, you can. You can bring characters in. Like if somebody makes a module for this, they'll say it's a 7 to 15, so you just bring in one of your 7th level dudes, you know?
That's fat. That's
the problem is...
Get some high-level mods.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff there. There's a lot of... You know, we need to do a mod show, too, on just free stuff for everything, you know, for whatever. Like, look at, like, Desert Combat for Battlefield 1942.
Yeah.
People, damn, we didn't have a best mod category either. Damn it. Let's see, best action single player, okay? Hades said Beautiful Joe, a game that I hear so much about for the GameCube.
It looks pretty cool.
I think it looks retarded, but okay, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, lots of people love it. I bet it's a fat game. I'll never play it. I never will play that game. Hunter, you said Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Prince of Persia.
It's an awesome game. You know?
Yeah.
I played it. Loved the puzzle aspect, you know, and the fighting is so much fun in it.
Yeah.
You know, it just gives you that cool, you know, you flip over their head, whack them on the head with your sword, you know, as you go by.
Whoa.
It's awesome, and the jumping puzzles, I love them.
See, Prince of Persia has always been really about the animation, too, so I imagine they put a lot of stuff in there,
It's beautiful, it's really nice.
Nice.
They did a good job.
I've heard so many good things about that, but I had to side with something that was, it was more old school, that I thought deserved major kudos, and Rival Flavin's got my back on this. We both said Contra, Shattered Soldier, for the PS2. It is everything that I'm looking for in a current console game.
You're living in the past, man.
I know, but past games don't necessarily suck. A good game is a good game, and I don't know what people have against good games. You know, it's like...
Let it go, man.
I can't. In all fairness, they remade it. It's new. It's like, you know, it's a new game still, you know. So what? So it happens to be called Contra. If it was called something else, would I be getting shit for it?
Yeah.
Probably. it's a side-scrolling game with explosions and shit going off everywhere. It's fantastic. Now, this was a confusing category because of the way that everybody set up their stuff and when they submitted it in. So I made the best first/third-person action/shooter award. Okay? So pretty loosely, we're trying to say something along the lines of a first-person shooter or a third-person action shooter. Okay? And Wolf went ahead and he said Battlefield 1942, Frag Ops, and something called Mystic Heroes he played for the PS2. Mystic Heroes looks a lot like one of those stupid Chinese games. What's that called? Dynasty Warriors, 1, 2, 3, Extreme Legends, Ultra, Fat, Kill All the Americans. Yeah. He said that was an incredible game, where you just walk around and just mashing the buttons, killing shit left and right. Yeah, but Battlefield 1942, that's been on our radar for a long time because people keep friggin' talking about it.
Yeah.
I tried, but it was like I couldn't even get the patch in there. It was buggy, it was crashing. I tried a demo, and it was a long time ago, and I've never gone back. But I don't like the World War II stuff either. I'm so sick and tired of not having like a night vision scope and you know what I mean, like high. You know, explosive.
High tech.
Yeah, you know, I just want cool gear and stuff like that, you know. So, what, in my opinion, probably a lot of people should look at is the Desert Combat mod for Battlefield 1942. It's totally free. It's called Desert Combat, and it's, like, totally modernized that game. I mean, you got, like, stealth fighters and stuff in it.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's really cool. I played it at my buddy Mig's house when I was in Michigan, and he was just all into it, you know. I mean, you could fly, like, all the crafts and stuff. You got tanks, you know, you've got like bombers and stuff, you got ships, you got everything. It's really cool. And everybody knows Frag Ops, you know, one of the coolest, I think, online first-person shooters, you know, squad-based kind of stuff, you know, like along the lines of Counter-Strike. And Cushion, well, he did go ahead and say Counter-Strike. And he said, you know, and the only reason I'm not going to lay into it is because it's true. It may be hella old, so it may not really apply.
I couldn't play it.
I tried it. It's just crap.
Down, I tried it, and it's like, no.
It's crap. But he has a point. People still play it. Because most people run games still on their 286s with a TNT
card. Buy a real computer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I think the biggest thing is, but whatever.
It's like, well, it's my first computer, my Compaq.
Oh, yeah.
I got no end of shit for that.
Yeah. That thing was pretty bad. Now the list gets actually interesting here. Now, we knew Counter-Strike was going to come up at some point. Now that that's out the way. Hooks said Ghost Recon Island Thunder. Ghost Recon is a pretty cool game. And Secret Weapons Over Normandy, which I cannot for the life of me remember what that is. It's an expansion pack for something. And I want to say it's an expansion pack for Battlefield. I cannot remember, though. I cannot remember what it is for. But it's called, it's an expansion pack, Secret Weapons Over Normandy. If you don't know what it is, like us, you probably don't really care. But Hooks gives it the big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up from the Hookmeister.
That's right. So check that one out. I went ahead and said Max Payne 2 and Frag Ops with a mention of Desert Combat. That's what I have here. Riboflavin, the unique answer of the group, I thought, was Star Wars Jedi Academy.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe it. And it makes it sound fat, too. You got the dueling one-on-one, a power duel, 2v1 siege, which he says is basically Unreal Tournament Assault mode, slightly expanded. Capture the Flag multiplayer modes are as fun as hell, plus the new saber styles and moves are from the movies, and from the movies, put this one over the top. He says, good luck finding a server not being run on a 3D6 with a 14.4, though. But that's crazy. I mean, I thought that was really cool, that, you know, like a game that I didn't even consider, you know?
Yeah, me either, and I played the damn
thing. You and I both said Max Payne 2, you know? I expected that one to really take some mad props in the category, and Jenner says Frag Ops. He played that with us for quite a while, and we all just kind of abandoned it one day. Scariest game. Riboflavin chimes in with Fatal Frame 2. Creepy atmosphere, Blair Witch Project, like with a little bit of The Ring in it, added the story of the lottery, and top it off with gameplay that's like the love of a What? The love child of Pokemon Snap and Resident Evil, and you've got the scariest game of all time. Do not play this game during the day. Now, I'm not big on these kind of games, like this, like survival horror as a group itself, I don't really...
But you just recently played one.
Eternal Darkness. Yeah. Now, unfortunately, Eternal Darkness was from last year, I believe.
Oh.
And unfortunately, that's what Wolf, myself, and Hades all voted for. But I'm pretty sure that Eternal Darkness is old. It was like, I think it was a launch title with the GameCube, so it's at least a year old, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, most of these, I don't like them. Resident Evil, I've never thoroughly enjoyed it. Eternal Darkness is amazing. Okay.
I don't know, Resident Evil 3 scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. That was Nemesis, the one with the dude that pops up every now and again. Yeah, that was cool. That was alright, but it didn't suck me in like Eternal Darkness. That game freaked me out, and it was so awesome. I mean, you really gotta get a hold of this game. Okay, and since this is like our Christmas list of games here, I know that you can get Eternal Darkness brand new for $15 at Amazon.com and GameStop.com. $15, I'm telling everybody right there. You just heard it. Three of us are saying that this is the game to have. If you haven't played it yet, you might want to go pick this up. It's worth it. I mean, I don't even like the genre, and I like that game, you know? My sister's playing it right now.
Awesome.
She's all into it. It's a GameCube game. Most addictive. This was an interesting one. You said...
Yeah, I went ahead and said Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia.
Yeah, I couldn't put it down. You know, I start playing it, and it's like, you get to a part, and you're like, I just got to try it again. I can do it. Yeah,
now, what happened? Hooked. Did you beat it?
No, I'd say I'm about 68% through with it.
Okay. This is an interesting category here. This is really an interesting category. We've got Prince of Persia. Jenner went ahead and said Counter-Strike, because even though he's still playing Frag Ops occasionally, and we were playing it hardcore for a while, he still likes to play Counter-Strike. And so, you know, I mean, it may be a hella old game now.
Yeah, I guess Tactical Ops would be pretty...
It is up there, yeah. That game's pretty up
there. It ranks up there, me too.
See, I've shaken the addiction. I have learned now that the cheaters outweigh the fun.
So you went through the DDTs already and all that?
I tried. I screw it. Cushion, this is probably the best answer here. Grand Theft Auto Vice City. That's
nice.
Probably the best answer on the list, yeah. Hades went ahead and said Final Fantasy XI, which is probably the second best answer on the list. Because, you just don't want to stop playing it. And that's a good game. A game that you do not want to stop.
Their whole focus is going to be focused.
Yeah, yeah, because they need to keep you playing. That's right. They want that. That's $13 a month.
Right. Now, times that by 200,000 players.
Or they're already up to 400,000 players.
Ooh, nice.
EverQuest has got over 400,000 players. Final Fantasy XI.
It's quite a little business.
There's a reason. There's a reason that people like this game. There's a reason that so many people are playing. It's a fun game. I hate to admit it. I of all people, a massively multiplayer online game. I can't stand them. Mixed with Squaresoft, who I think makes nothing but crap these days. This should be Satan's Child, and yet this game has captivated me. It blows my mind. It is.
Once again, Square does it again.
Yeah, they pulled out the trick hat there, right? You know,
I love you, Square.
Never fight it. I hate them. But you know what? It's better than anything else going right now. I'll say that for sure. And I had an interesting pick for my most addictive game.
I just noticed your shirt.
What?
Oh, I will not make sure
you hear. You didn't hear the guy at CompUSA?
I heard him. I thought you knew him.
Oh, no. Like, that was the guy that was making fun of me today about EverQuest. And I told him I was buying it for a friend. I was like, I don't understand these people. And there we are buying the Final Fantasy stuff for Ode. let's see. I lost my place. Okay. I said for most addictive, and everybody's going to say, oh, it's Final Fantasy XI. I know C4 sold out. He's going to say it's Final Fantasy XI because he can't stop talking about it.
Sold your soul.
No, I did not. I'm keeping it real. And it's not even a game.
Captain Rock. Yes.
I'm going to say, now, and the only reason I say this is because it is fat. It is free if you own the game. It's a free map for Warcraft 3 and post-game survival.
Dude. Man, that's all I heard you talk about for the longest.
Now, how come I didn't get absolute hell for playing that, yet I'm getting hate mail for playing Final Fantasy XI? See what I'm saying, Pete? You know, it's like, that's all I talked about for that, because
it's because it's got the Blizzard logo.
God damn, what is it?
To shield the Blizzard.
Don't hate, people. Don't hate. Just let the games run their course, and all will come back.
Don't hate the player.
Hate the game! Oh, my God. I was actually trying to figure out how to work that into the show. I didn't tell you anything about it, and you brought it up for me. Never in fun, in the Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said, oh, man, that was too good. Nice. Woosah. Woosah. All right. Let's see. Best compilation. This was an interesting category, too, because it is kind of confusing. A lot of people wanted to put in the mega packs of games, and some people just went ahead and said like remakes. So Rybo's first pick, which it doesn't really count because I don't think it was made this year. I don't think, but he has a good point. Metal Gear Solid 2 Substance, Substance version, yeah, with all the extra garbage to it, which is cool because that way you only have to have that one rather than two discs like the PlayStation Metal Gear Solid. And then you would want the second game, the VR missions one.
Yeah.
This one's all on one DVD with all the fat stuff. And
they put it on DVD?
Well, PlayStation 2? Yeah.
I bet.
And Rybo's other pick was Skies of Arcadia Legends for the GameCube. This was a Dreamcast RPG. Remember having that? Yeah.
Good pick.
Yeah, it was a good pick. Just too much fighting in it, but yeah.
I actually had that game. I didn't even play it.
I bought it. I got it off eBay brand new. Never opened it. Sold it on eBay. Man, it sucks. I just never had time for it.
I sold mine to Wolf.
Yeah. He loved it. In fact, he ended up buying the GameCube version. He liked the Dreamcast one so much.
Nice.
I mean, this is a good game, people. I hope everybody's writing this down because this isn't going to be the notes.
Yeah, we're not doing it again.
So. Yeah, we are. Next year.
Well, next year.
But that'll be more organized.
A whole year off.
Exactly. Well, we got to have a lot of new picks. Doom 3 will be out. Yeah. Half-Life 2 and whatnot. Let's see. Now, Hunter, you said, the Baldur's Gate pack they packed up for the best compilation. That is, you know what? You cannot go wrong.
That's awesome.
You cannot go wrong. It's a computer game. It's like what, $20 and you get all that garbage?
Yeah.
You know, you can't get
one, Baldur's Gate 2,
the expansions and stuff. Yeah, you cannot go wrong.
We're talking at least 200 hours worth of gameplay.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, and that's if you don't like really explore everything.
That's fat.
That is incredible. Hades said Grand Theft Auto 3 by City Faction. Which is cool. For $50, you get those two games, which were...
I have never played them.
Yeah, amazing games. I don't really like them. I think they get boring after like 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
So that's my beef with the Grand Theft Auto series, but they are fun. They are fun. Everybody likes them but me. I'm just a hater, I guess.
I don't know. I like the motorcycle thing.
I don't know. You like the Faggio, don't you?
Yeah.
I like taking the jumps on the motorcycle. There was one part in Vice City getting on the motorcycle, running up the stairs, and you would like launch...
No, I noticed they did that with Hit and Run, too. It had that Vice City.
Wait, Hit and Run. The Simpsons game?
Yeah.
They're getting sued over that.
Really?
Yeah.
From Vice City?
From them people.
You're probably, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Drawing a blank.
Aren't they? Something crazy like, isn't something like that?
Rockstar suing them.
Wait. Maybe that's not right. What am I thinking of?
It wouldn't surprise me, though.
Who the hell is that? What game is that? Wait, no. I'm thinking of the Crazy Taxi one.
Oh.
What's that one called? Road Rage. Is that the one?
Yeah.
The Simpsons Road Rage one. Yeah, they're the ones getting sued. Because by Sega. That's what it is. Yeah, it's Sega. Because they say it's too much like Crazy Taxi. Is that the one? I don't know. I haven't played these stupid Simpsons games. I don't know.
Sega's fallen.
Yeah, that was low. That was low. Yeah.
I'm a little guy.
Just ignore that whole part of me not being able to remember.
Is it
it's Sega.
All right.
But which?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's not the. But it's not the Rockstar one. It's not the. Huh. Anyway.
Yeah.
There. You know what? There. On a side note, some of the stuff in, I guess, Vice City, the Haitians are having them take. They're going to, like, censor part of the new Vice Cities that they're releasing. Like you know, all the prints from now on out, they're taking out some part because some group of Haitians didn't like something they had in the game about them.
Oh, God.
I know. How messed up is that?
You a dick.
I know. I mean, Jesus Christ, the video game. Get over it. My pick for best compilation was the Zelda Collector's Edition.
Nice.
Yeah. The one with Legend of Zelda, Adventures of Link, Majora's Mask, and Ocarina of Time. You can't go wrong, you know? Now I also had some other mentionables right now. Also Hades mentioned the same one, Final Fantasy Origins. It was last year, I think, though. I can't remember. Maybe it was
it was
either like late last year or early this year. I can't wait a minute. Hold on. No, it had to be this year. Because we were doing the show when I got it. And it was okay. So Hades said Final Fantasy Origins, and I'm gonna go with that whole set. The Final Fantasy Origins, I'm gonna go with the Final Fantasy Anthologies because they re-released it. Final Fantasy Anthologies and Final Fantasy Chronicles.
Nice.
Okay, they re-released them as greatest hits. They should be on your shelves now for like $20. You can get Final Fantasy 5 and 6. For $20, you get Final Fantasy 4 and Chrono Trigger.
You got hours of gameplay right there.
Right? Yeah. I mean, there it is. I had a big post on the front.
It's all about
front page. It is. That is what it's all about. You know, best real-time strategy game. Riboflavin with Rise of Nations, which was a good game. I remember a buddy of mine getting hooked on that game.
Command and Conquer Generals, I forgot all about that one.
All right, see, I played it for just a little while, then I got really tired of it. The controls were horrid, too, by the way. But Jenner went ahead and said Lords of EverQuest, the new one.
Oh, nice.
Brand new game. He'd been playing that off and on. He liked it. I keep hearing him talk about it. And the rest of us sold our soul. Wolf, me, and you all said Warcraft 3, The Frozen Throne. I'm sure if Ode had chimed in, he would say the same thing, because him and Dart both played the hell out of those. So there you, I mean, you know, you like real-time strategy games? There you go.
There you go.
That's it. You got three games. Rise of Nations, Warcraft 3, and Lords of EverQuest. You will be playing for months.
Can't go wrong.
No, you can't. And Warcraft 3's got a great system to play games online, too. You know, they run the way they run their servers there, Battle.net. But it is 4:30. We gotta be there, what, 6?
6.
Okay. Let's see, the best turn-based strategy. This is what I'm calling the Heroes Award. Because unfortunately, Heroes of Might and Magic doesn't have a release worthy. So, Wolf went ahead and said Disgaea. I went ahead and said Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, as did Hades said Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, but he gave the nod first to Advance Wars 2 for the Game Boy Advance, and you said Disciples 2.
Yeah, awesome game.
It is pretty cool. I just don't like the fight the way the fighting works.
Yeah, just get used to it.
Yeah, yeah, you do, you do. But it's still
you're
cool.
Spoiled by Heroes.
I am, because Heroes is the shizzle. It is. It really is. And didn't they just release an expansion pack for Disciples? Haven't you seen that thing there? Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, he's walking past it. Whatever, the elves or something crazy. Yeah. So, okay, there's those. Let's see, the best driving and racing game. This might as well just be the Need for Rice award. Hooks actually gave it to NASCAR 2004.
Oh.
Yeah. Jenner gave it to something called Insane Off-Road Racing. I've never even heard of it. Apparently it's a PC game, because he doesn't play any console games.
Insane Off-Road Racing.
Insane Off-Road Racing, yeah. And everybody else, Cushion, me, Hades, and Hunter all say Need for Speed Underground.
Yes.
I also gave a mention to F-Zero. I gotta say that was pretty tight. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of...
What's that? Mario Kart?
Yeah, Mario Kart can... yeah. okay, best sports game. Now, unfortunately...
Madden.
Yeah. Madden sweeps with everything here. Rybo, he said, sports games suck. I guess Madden something, whatever the current Madden is. Wolf went ahead and said NBA Jam on the Xbox. As did Cushion, he said NBA Jam and SSX 3, which is interesting. I went ahead and said whatever the current Tony Hawk is.
I wouldn't consider SSX 3.
Well, it's like an extreme sports game. It's extreme sports. Since we don't play like simulation sports, we had to go with the extreme sports.
It's going to be hardcore, man. Madden 2004.
That's what you said, too.
Way.
So, and Hooks, okay, sports fans, get your pens out because your God has spoken. Hooks is going to give you the breakdown right here. He sent me the list. He actually sent me a top 10 list, which was like a top 8 sports games list. So.
That's all he plays.
No. You know what it does? It isn't, though. I mentioned that to him on the phone. I said, you play too many sports games. And he listed off, like, every game of the video rental store that he'd rented. And it was, like, everything. Nice. It was just, I was like, damn, dude. Yeah, he's
broadening his horizon.
Yes, he is. I'm proud of him. I'm our little protege.
Little baby's growing up.
let's see.
Ooh, I love that boy.
He's getting so big now. He's moving out on his own and away from the safety of sports games.
I'm brand new.
So, let's see, what does your God have to say is the best baseball game for 2003? He says All-Star Baseball 2004. I'm assuming this is an Xbox game, all these, I'm assuming. What does the survey say? Best football game? He sold his soul, Madden 2004. He said they do beat out NCAA Football 2004 and ESPN 2K4. I would have given the nod to 2K4, though, but I'm a whore because... You know, they were Sega. That was Sega's line. And I like the gameplay better. I just like the controls. And it just seems to be better. And
Madden,
just you can
too real
you can play that. Online. I don't like it. I haven't liked Madden since the one with on Genesis, the green cart.
Yeah.
The label on it, whatever, from EA, and it had that. Yeah, I remember that. You could use that one play, the cross pass, the whole time.
80 yards down the field, Montana Rice.
I did that to Wolf when he brought down the ESPN 2004. He kicked my ass. He kicked my ass, but I hate sports games, so.
Oh, it's like on the what was that game? NFL 2K3.
Yeah, yeah.
I never played.
Oh yeah, you laid us all out. But you guys were doing some bullshit though. This move you made up that we no matter what we did, we couldn't have any coverage. That was gay. But let's see, best golf game.
Good times.
Yeah, it was. We were working. Best golf game. Hooks has got the Tiger Woods tip here. Tiger Woods Golf 2004. I've actually played the demo of this, and it was pretty cool. For Xbox, I think I played it for. And I'm really, really proud of Hooks for this. Best tennis game. He actually went out to play a tennis game. Top Spin.
Nice.
Yeah, I have to hand it to him. Now, there was no golf award, I noticed, just now. So I know that...
We'll just go ahead and give it to Tiger.
Oh, what the hell? I meant...
Oh, see, you got me all sidetracked.
We did, no, he didn't say Tiger. I wasn't thinking golf. Volleyball.
Oh,
so,
better lie.
We're going to have to say... Well, see, now I don't know. I don't know. I think that maybe Outlaw Volleyball might have been better.
Yeah, they were good, too.
Yeah, and then Sega had a fat one.
Sorry, they had bigger boots, but
Sega. yeah, that's true. Best, okay, oh, this is awesome right here. The only category that got sweet. The only category that was hands down every single person, Wolf, Cushion, myself, and Hades, said, best fighting game of 2003.
I don't play fighting games, so let me enlighten you.
Soul Calibur 2.
Thank you.
Soul Calibur 2. They had a great release. They released it for all three systems on the same day. They all had a special character in them. I mean,
No way.
This game is fat. It is really cool. I own the original one on the Dreamcast and played it an awful lot at Wolf's House, many late nights. I hate to say it, but it did beat out, you know, my top shelf Street Fighter type game. You know, I mean, it really did. Street Fighter Alpha 3 or SNK vs. Capcom 2EO. Even though it lacks online support, which they really, really dropped the ball on. I'm pissed about that. But it's still a fantastic game with an amazing, like, adventure mode. You take your fighter and you just keep going through fights, but you're like, they show a map and you can explore caves and stuff. It's just wild.
Wow.
And, yeah, and you've got like 200 weapons you can use. It is just, it's unbelievable for, I mean, it's an amazing fight. The graphics are incredible for that game. And Cushion gave it best animation, too. It's a category we didn't have, so I just kind of tacked it onto the end when we mentioned the game. And I disagree with what he says, though. He says, fighting animation beats jiggly boobs. I'm going to have to say the jiggly boobs beat fighting animation.
That's right.
Because in a fighting game, you're not...
We like jiggly boobs.
We like jiggly boobs, and we like fighting games to be about the fighting and not the anime. I don't want to see too much animation. I want my moves to be quick and short and lay down the law. You know, when I'm playing the volleyball, I want to see good animation.
That's
so,
right.
But the two don't mix very well. The two do not mix very well because then we come up with crap like Dead or Alive. The fighting, you know?
Yeah.
They got good animation, jiggly boobs, and the fighting, and it doesn't pay off. It just doesn't. Best handheld game, which is the Game Boy Advance Awards category. Rybo has to go out with a tie, and he says WarioWare, a highly addictive game full of micro games, which I think is crap. It's the total, like, ADD gamer. You know, like if you need your fix real quick, you know, I mean, it's horrible trying to play this game. I hated it. It's, but it does have its time and place. It's not even so much of a game as it is as a collection of little mini games, where like every 3 seconds.
What do you need for a handheld Pac-Man?
Tetris. Yeah. And his second pick, the one that he tied with, is something I'm gonna have to agree with also. Super Mario Advance 4, which is Super Mario Bros. 3. I mean, you cannot go wrong with that game. That is. A fantastic game, and I only went with that because I know it's gold, and it still beats what I would have otherwise said. Sword of Mana, as many problems as it has, it's still a good game. Fire Emblem and Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, which is what Hades said was the best handheld game, FFTA, because it's so addicting and you can play it for hours just sitting there. It's much better than Advance Wars 2, if you ask me. Most anticipated. Another interesting category. This is as of yet not released games. Okay, this isn't something that we waited all year for. This is something that we're still waiting for. Now, unfortunately, we didn't sweep with what I thought because our Lord and Savior JC will be bestowing Doom 3 upon us next year. Mr. John Carmack. No coincidence his initials are JC, I assure you. However, Half-Life 2 took half the awards, it seems like here. Cushion said Half-Life 2, Jenner said Half-Life 2. Hunter and I say Doom 3, though. I could really get two shits about Half-Life 2. And Hades with Halo 2. The first, as much as I fought it, when I finally broke down and played Halo 1 and spent some quality time with it, that is by myself and not over at Wolf's House while he bitched and complained, it turned out to be a pretty good game. It really did. So,
Halo Doom 3.
Totally. Okay, yeah, exactly. Well put, my man. And let's see. Oh, wait, what did I have here? Oh, okay. Game of the Year. Oh, yeah, the kind of important category. Huh. This one.
Winding it on down for you.
Notice this is a whole page. Game of the Year. It gets its own page. And this is why next year we need to have some kind of structure, because this is where it got hairy. Half the people sent in one game, which is cool. Half the people did one game for every system. We had a bunch of different things. So I did the best I could breaking it up into categories. And Rybo went ahead and he says Star Wars Galaxies. I'm trying to convince him to turn him to the dark side and get him to play Final Fantasy XI more. And I think I've done pretty good because I've seen him on there like every day. You can tell he's fighting it though. He wants to play SWG. He's talking about it while he's playing Final Fantasy, and we won't let him go. No, stay with us! Let's see. What does he say about it, though? This is a game that, even though it's unfinished, in its unfinished state, is everything you could ever want in an MMORPG and more, with new content, or content that should have been shipped, exactly, added each month, a highly dynamic economy, and great graphics. There's no reason you shouldn't try this game. I guess, you know, like I said, you know, it's probably worth it, especially if you're a Star Wars fan looking to get involved. Try KOTOR, and then I'd say try this. You know, definitely. Cushion, he sends in a best for, let's see, the PC, Final Fantasy XI. Best for the Game Boy Advance is Super... Oh, did I read that? Yeah, I had a problem trying to mix everybody's stuff in it at some point. So, let's see, yeah. Best Game Boy Advance, I would say, he basically said was Super Mario Advance 4. And best overall game, like if there was one that he had to pick, it's Grand Theft Auto Vice City, which he also likes to say best human performance and best music in a game, which is true. Ray Liotta, yeah. and think about the music in that, you know? Definitely. So, and how many copies of this have they sold? Millions, okay? This is a clear winner. This is a license to print money for Rockstar and Take-Two. Hooks, the top of his list, I just had to rape it out and put it as Game of the Year. He said it was really, really hard to pick a number one game. And somehow, the light shone through his American spirit. I'm so proud of him for not picking a football game. He picked All-Star Baseball 2004. Baseball is not boring. I don't care what anybody says. yeah. No, it's not. Wolf had an interesting list, too. He went through and he listed off one for every system. For the PS2, he says Xenosaga. For the Xbox, he says Soul Calibur 2. For the GameCube, he gave it to Eternal Darkness. He hasn't really played anything else on it. Game Boy Advance, Sword of Mana. And for the PC, he says Final Fantasy XI. And then he gives a mention to Unreal Tournament 2K3 for Frag Ops, is what he says. Okay, now, Fred, from Fredline.com. The absolute game of the year. Now, this blew me away. When I was talking to him about it, he told me about it. He's been playing it nonstop. And just listening to him tell me about this game made me want to play, even though it's something I will never play because I can't stand it. Ratchet and Clank Going Commando for the PS2. And believe it or not, like the stuff that you could do, like the way that, I mean, you gotta buy stuff. You gotta buy equipment and armor and ammo and weapons and stuff, right? So you're out, it's an adventure Mario's,
yeah,
you know what it is? Like,
yeah,
3D platformer cool. Crap where you're running around. He said there's so much to do in it. So many things to go around and explore and so much secret shit to find and, you know, all kinds of different weapons and stuff and you know, you want to see everything, you got to collect all the, you know, whatever there is a million of, you know, in the game and whatnot. I mean, he just went off on it, telling me what a great game it was, and it sounds fantastic. I have a problem with the camera in these games, so I'm not even going to try, because I saw the camera and this one wasn't too impressed. And I really wish we had more games like that on this list, but it's just not our cup of tea, apparently. Even though they are when they're good, you know, I mean, I will stand up, and if a game, you know, I don't care... I don't care if I'm playing Pokemon. If I find it fun, I don't care. You know what? It's a fun game, and I'll say it's a fun game, you know? Exactly. Let's see. Now, Hades list for the GameCube. Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker. I don't know about that one. I have to say it sells well, and it's got some appeal, but not to me.
Yeah, I saw it. I didn't think much of it.
They almost pulled off a good... sequel to the 64 games, you know, a good, I don't know, he loved it, apparently, I know lots of people love it, so I can't knock it for that, you know, lots of people like this game, I just was not impressed with it, go ahead and, you know what's probably the best idea, is if you get that compilation disc, the one that I put up for best compilation, it's like $20, right, you get a subscription to Nintendo Power, you get the game for $20, get that game, it's got 4 fantastic games. Play Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, and it's got a 20-minute demo of the Wind Waker on it, and make the decision that way.
Yeah, but, you don't want to spend your hard-earned money on that game until you try a demo.
Yeah, so, that's just one I want to be wary about because I was geared up for a fat game and I was let down. That's the only thing. I hate to make it sound like, oh my god, I can't believe you picked that, but, you know, sorry, I was really let down by that one. That was one I actually did play that somebody mentioned here that I really did not like. Xbox, he says Simpsons Hit and Run, which I can't remember which one that is to save my life. Apparently, I get them all screwed up. Game Boy Advance, Mario Advance 4. Look at how many years has it been since Super Mario Bros. 3 and The Wizard came out, you know? People still loving it, okay? It's good shit. And
I tried playing it yesterday. I was playing it with with my sister-in-law. It's because I suck.
Really? No, I just went through and beat him the other day.
You know, I'm sitting there trying to jump. I'm like dying on like the first level. Damn, I'm like, God, now what's wrong with me?
Man.
I need to rule this game.
Huh.
Bold.
PS2, he had an interesting pick for too. Atari 20th anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah, old classics. You can't go wrong. You know, I mean, instead of buying today's crap, like, you know, whatever that you got out there, I mean, most of it's crap. You know, you look at some classics, put on a new console. Why does it have to be a bad game now? You know, Centipede is still fun.
Bad game back then, it's not a bad game now.
Exactly. You know, Space Invaders is still a fun game. Look at Pac-Man. Okay? And
love Pac-Man.
Love the Pac-Meister.
Pocket full of quarters and I'm going to the arcade.
I actually own that CD and the record.
Yeah,
I used to listen to it when I was like 5. I had to buy the CD just because it's good shit every now and again.
Listen to that song going to the arcade.
that's the shit. And the best game, and if I remember right, he said the only game worth buying for the PC in years, Final Fantasy XI. Blew me away. That was impressive. You know, that's a bold statement there, because that's another one. I'm going to have to warn people, like, as much as I like playing it, I'm not going to sit here and say that everybody should play it. I think that, you know, there's got to be, like, didn't they have some kind of benchmark for this game out? Yeah, like, watch that. You know, go check that out. Go download some movies on it. Read some websites on Final Fantasy. You might like it. You know, I know there's a couple people in the chat room that hang out there on IRC. I hate to say chat room, but that's what people know it as. What?
Make sure you're running a decent computer.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of decent. It's got to be kind of decent. But on IRC, a lot of people are saying that I want to try it out. I want to play Final Fantasy XI, but I'm waiting for the PS2 version. And some people take that way better than others. But unfortunately, I imagine that, like, by the time that it comes out for the PS2, I'm not going to be playing it anymore. You know, so I won't be part of the team anymore. I won't be able to play with them. Unless, for some crazy cosmic mishap, I end up still playing it, you know, for that long.
I don't see it either.
I don't see me playing it for that long. I'm just going to have my fun with it now and suck all I can out of it and then spit it out later, I'm sure. And let's see, Jenner says, Unreal Tournament 2003. Amazing graphics. He apparently likes the gameplay a lot. I was really let down by it. But
I didn't like it.
He seemed to like it a lot. See, you know what it is? It's because he plays Counter-Strike, and then he sees something like this. That's why this is good all of a sudden.
Oh, my God. I've been living in the past.
He's going to kick my ass for that. He's going to call me up tomorrow and say, what the fuck?
Welcome to the 21st century,
And you said for the game of the year.
I said Star Wars KOTOR.
Knights of the Old Republic taking the awards, huh? And
it did it for me, you know. That's all I could talk about for the longest, and I wouldn't shut up about it.
You called and were like, dude, this is the best game ever. You have to play this. Stop whatever you're doing. And I refuse to because it's Star Wars. You know, I mean.
You're missing out.
I know, and I'm sure at some point it will cross my path. I'll see it for $15 for the Xbox or something. You know, I'll see it for cheap, $20 for the Xbox. I might pick it up. I might, I don't know. I don't know if it feels like a computer game to me or not. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. But, oh, my list. Oh, yeah. Mine.
You're all important. That's the only one that really matters.
Yes, that's right. My jacked up list of games. No, mine kind of, or I think I've basically read off my whole list already at some point. For the PS2, I went ahead, and you know what, I had a hell of a time picking games that I thought were the best. So what I did was I figured this, you know what, not everybody's going to say, okay, well, maybe I should look at the games that they think are the best, so maybe, you know, we'll wait a little while. So I figured, you know what, I'll just pick two for most stuff, and just, you know...
Come on, be a man.
I could not squeeze it down to one game, and I was so let down by most stuff anyway that it wasn't all that hard for me to come up with this list. I was this year, like, somehow I ended up getting a lot of games that were mediocre at best, and most of them were not even any fun when I finally got around to them. The best games I've played this entire year were games from previous years. You know, there was nothing that was just mind-blowing.
Nothing that did it for you.
Yeah, you know, there was no Baldur's Gate 2. There was no Morrowind. You know what I mean? There was nothing like that. Right?
Now.
Not for the computer, at least. Like for most of them. Now, okay, let's hear it here. For the PS2, there was a couple games that must have. I actually had to pick Xenosaga in first place and Suikoden 3 second place. Suikoden 3 was the reason I bought the PS2. I saw that at Wolf's house and was just like, oh my god, I've got to play this game. I ran down there and bought my PS2 like the next day. Yeah, I am. I am pretty bad about that, but I don't care. It was a fat game. And but Xenosaga, you know, was a little bit later, but it pulled it off. That game was the most incredible storyline and great gameplay. The sequences are amazing. Ode is coming to town tomorrow. We were going to record with him, but I know it. I can tell you now that he's going to be too tired by the time he gets here. He's got to drive like 12 hours. He won't want to record. Plus, I get to meet his girlfriend. And, I've never met her, so it'll be kind of neat to, you know, meet somebody that, you know, I mean, pretty cool kind of
man.
You know, but what was I going with this? Oh, yeah, Xenosaga. She wants to check Xenosaga out. She wants to see it. And since I have it here, he's like, yeah, I'll come over. We'll look at Xenosaga. Am I cool? For the Xbox, games of the year for the Xbox. I actually had to pimp, in second place, Capcom versus SNK2 EO, over Soul Calibur 2 because of the online aspect of it. Soul Calibur 2 is a blast, but I don't always have friends over that want to get their asses kicked.
Yeah, it's not fun by yourself.
It is for a little bit. Fun, it's not like Street Fighter by yourself, but it's kind of fun. It's still kind of fun. The adventure mode is cool, but with Capcom versus SNK 2, you're never alone. You get on the internet, you can whoop somebody's ass in 5 minutes, you know, I mean, you're already hooked up to the game, awesome. Boom. It really, really is. Xbox Live, I gotta remember to deal with my account. Crap, I forgot about that. I gotta change credit cards on there. They're gonna charge one that probably doesn't have any money on it, because I'm broke. And the number one game for the Xbox, this is the one I had the most fun with, and there's quite a few I didn't play. And I would really, really like to have given the other ones a chance. But of the ones that I did manage to get through, you know, get around to playing at least, Panzer Dragoon Orta. All
right.
This game made me feel like I was riding on the back of a damn dragon. It really did. And you're just up there blowing the crap out of everything around you. You got, you know, three centered. It's like playing three shooting games at once. Like, you know, those, you know, like R type, yeah. Where you're flying along shooting crap. Now you can turn four different directions, you know, because you got guys coming from the front, the sides, and behind you. And you can spin around your dragon. You got. I mean, the bosses, these huge monster things. The graphics, top shelf graphics, beautiful. I mean, you feel like you're flying over these planets. You're seeing everything. I mean, it is a fantastic game, and it's cheap now. It's cheap. It's like $20-$30.
Nice.
You know, I got it right when it came out. It's an amazing game. It's fab. Oh, hey, remember Fable? I was telling you about the one I kept talking about? They are. I thought I heard the other day that they're going to come out with the PC now, too. Yeah. Yeah. So you will not have to go find an Xbox for that one. GameCube. I actually had to give it to Metroid Prime. GameCube Game of the Year. I'm going to go ahead and say Metroid Prime, followed by the Zelda Collector's Disc. I sold out one with the oldies but goodies because they're good. They're good. They are redone enough, you know. Well, the new ones, the Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, little blur filter on them or something, you know, that helps the graphics a little bit. It looks, you know, higher res textures or something. Pretty cool. I'd say check those out. If you haven't already, Eternal Darkness. I don't know if I can say it's the best of the year because I think it was last year, so that's why I went with Metroid and Zelda. Game Boy Advance, none of them were very good. Not any Game Boy Advance game was that good. But the best two, I thought, were Final Fantasy Tactics Advance and Sword of Mana. Fire Emblem probably gets an honorable mention. Another one that's supposed to be really cool. PC games? Are you kidding me? They suck this year. There was nothing that I was really, really enthused with.
Or that you played.
You know, or, yeah, there was a lot I missed out on. So, what I wrote down here... I'd say the best thing I've played on the PC all year is Infos and Final Fantasy XI. And I feel more like Max Payne 2 deserves this. And I wanted to make sure to mention that Morrowind had a gold version come out. Yeah. And since it was an older game, it was like a re-release for this year, though. So I think that the Morrowind thing for like $30-$20,
you wins get... again. Hands down.
Yeah, dude, Morrowind is some dope... stuff. Alright, you want to play a role-playing game? Try out Morrowind. You know?
That's the game to beat.
Yeah, my final thing for this 2003, I want to say that, I mean, there was nothing that I felt that was absolutely necessary. Even out of all those, Panzer Dragoon, you can live without playing. Xenosaga, you can live without playing. You know, but a game like Morrowind last year, I couldn't live without playing. A game like Baldur's Gate 2, when it came out, I couldn't live without playing that game. Like, that was something that you had to just say goodbye to your family and friends, call in sick, use up those holiday hours, you know, that vacation time, and sit down
on your ass
and play.
2 weeks and do nothing.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There was nothing like that this year. So what I'm going to say to the listeners and everybody out there, my recommendation is to go buy a classic that you missed. That was like the theme for me this year, was catching up on stuff that I've missed. You know, I there was classics out there. Just Metal Gear Solid. Never played Metal Gear Solid. Go down to Electronic Boutique, GameStop, whatever the hell.
Pick it up.
It's like $10. I've seen it for $8 used.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? It will be more than worth your money. You know, I mean, it's an amazing game. Symphony of the Night. Cost me $15 at Costco. Brand new. Boom. There you go. One of the best games I've played in a long time.
Freedom Fighters.
I got PC games on here too. Freedom Fighters, that was good.
Like $10, yeah.
Freedom Force, yeah. Freedom Force, the comic book one. Yeah, okay. Amazing game. Not this year. $10 now. Alright?
I don't have a lot of money to spend.
Wait for City of Heroes. You'll be playing that one.
Man,
you'll be playing City of Heroes. What about Final Fantasy Anthology and Final Fantasy Chronicles? You know, Final Fantasy Origins. All the good, in my opinion, the games before Square started to suck, you know? Go pick their $20. They're old, oldies but goodies, you know? Heroes of Might and Magic 3. A game you cannot go wrong with. If you look on eBay, look for Heroes of Might and Magic 3. Find the complete version. It's got the two expansion packs built in. It's like $15 brand new. You know?
Awesome. You can't go wrong with that.
No, if there is one game that I'm going to say of all time, I hate to say it, but I spent more time playing Heroes 3 than probably anything else.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Final Fantasy VI. That's probably one of the best games I've ever played. But Heroes 3, man, that game is just something else. The turn-based strategy game, go pick it up. And you can get it for Linux. They actually made it for Linux. No expansion packs. But they did make the original version for Linux.
Screw Bill, go with the Penguin.
That's right. Other classics, things that you must have played. Baldur's Gate 1 and 2. Icewind Dale, Planescape Torment. These games are like $20 now for all of them. Fallout 1 and 2. You know, the last thing I had written down was No One Lives Forever 1 and 2.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even mention No One Lives Forever 2.
That was this year? Wow.
That was an awesome game.
Damn. Yeah, yeah it was. Yeah, it was. That was an incredible game. Now, see... Now, the point of this show, everybody, we just figured, you know, we let everybody know what we thought was the best. You know, what we thought deserved the mentions of the year. Give you our insight on that. You know, see what we thought our input on what you should buy for friends, what you should buy for family, you know, or what you should look forward to. You know, if somebody's buying you some games.
I hope our insight helps you guys out. You know, you freaking decide. You know, if you're shopping for someone, you know, that's into games. And you have a hard time deciding, you know, what to get. We just gave you a great list.
Yes, that's it, right there. The best of 2003. You know, we did. We almost had no swearing too. You know, we did pretty good.
I didn't cuss that much.
I don't think you did at all. I can't remember you, but I know I let a few slip. I thought that was pretty good.
Awesome. Kudos to me.
Yes, this was. I thought we did pretty good. I know it got a little dried there for a while I was just, you know, reading off the list. But for time constraint, we had to kind of push through. We got somewhere to be, and we got an hour to get there. And it's like 20 minutes away, and we gotta get some stuff together before we leave. But this is gonna be the last show for the year, unless somehow something happens and somebody's got some amazing stuff they want to talk about, you know, or accidents happen and I'll run into somebody that wants to record. But also, I don't know when we're gonna be back next year. It's obviously not gonna be in the first week of January either. Unfortunately, real life is getting in the way. Real grim reality is sinking its teeth into me now, where all of a sudden I can't focus as much time as I'd like to on the show. I do plan on still managing to do it weekly, but unfortunately I've got a lot of stuff coming up. So I'm going to warn you right now that there's a good chance that you won't hear a show until February 1st, you know, or whatever the first week in February, like Thursday or Wednesday, usually when we record is. I only say that because I know that right now, through the holidays, people are trying to spend some time with their families, and people are going out of town, People are going on vacation. I myself will not be able to spend as much time reading about, you know, games and reading all these magazines and going through websites and doing all this stuff that I normally do to get any content for the show. Now, submitting it to me isn't going to help much either, because what happens there is I just read it, and I don't really know a whole lot about it, so I don't think I do 100, you know, I don't give it 100% when I just get something.
You don't give it a chance.
You know, yeah, I like to, when somebody submits me stuff, normally I try to go look up stuff about it first, so I know a little bit more about what I'm talking about. I actually do try.
Trying to cold feet.
Yeah, that's no good. That doesn't usually work too well.
Putting them out.
Yeah, so I try to keep on top. Like, I planned on looking up, like, at Secret Weapons of Normandy, and I planned on looking up some, what some of these games were on the list. I just didn't have time, you know, this is the holiday season. So, you know, I'm shooting for sometime towards the end of January, being the first show for the I guess episode 30. I guess it'll be season 2, episode 1. I guess we're gonna see what happens though. I hope to God we have another good year. I hope we can, you know, at least do this, you know, weekly like we've been doing. I'd hate to drop it down to a monthly show or even biweekly. I don't like the idea of doing that. Unfortunately, you know, real life happens, and unfortunately people have to make money and get jobs and deal with family, and you know, stuff happens. You know, stuff happens where you have to be there for your family. I had a tragedy last week.
If you would like it to see where we don't have to work, you can send us money. No, we're not
against that. No, none of that. That was premeditated.
Cool,
we
pool tables with nice too.
Just send us all your games.
Yeah,
that'll make it easy. We planned this before the show. We were talking about this. No. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. That it's probably going to be a while, unfortunately, because shit is happening. Basically, I had a tragedy last week. You know, that's going to cause me to be out of town for a couple days. So I'm going to go spend some time with my family. I got to go see my dad for a while with his brother, and you know, my sister's leaving town for a while. I'd like to see her, so I'm going to have to, you know, leave town earlier to catch her before she leaves for where she's going for Christmas and stuff, you know, and then it's like, I mean, all these things are happening, it's just, the holiday season sucks. Then you gotta deal with New Year's, and it's like the same story, you know, and, you know, cool stuff is happening too, like Oda's coming to town, you know, I haven't seen it in a while, you know. Yeah, so that'll be neat, but unfortunately, I also see a bunch of stuff happening for January for me already. So I'm just warning everybody now, it could be a while. But I hope everybody's enjoyed what we've done for them. You know, I mean, we try. I know we suck, and we try to not suck. But
try to be somebody.
You know? Yeah, you know, we like to. I mean, the idea is just cool. I think, you know, we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for. Well, to tell you the truth, mainly for Radio Freak America. They did a gaming episode, Duel and Crew. I don't remember who was in the episode now. It's been a while. God, I want to say. Well, I better not say, because I know I'm wrong. Damn, it's been so long since I've heard that episode. I can't remember now. How weird. But anyway, Duel and Crew, they did a gaming show, you know, an episode of that. And that was what basically, I was sitting there at work late one night and was like, oh, my God, I could do this. You know, this is all
I can remember. Right?
Yeah, remember? I called you at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Dude, oh, my God. Where am I all true? I called Code. Was that you I called? Yeah. All excited. Yeah, this is a good idea. We could do this. You know, and this is what we do. We play games. You know, I used to sit there and, you know, read magazines at work all night while listening to Radio Freak America and Hacker Mind and Off the Hook and Off the Wall, In the Now. I mean, all these great shows. And now we've got, you know, even Counter-Strike Radio I used to listen to, and I don't like Counter-Strike. And now we've got Bin Rev Radio, you know, Binary Revolution Radio, and EverQuest Radio, you know, by the Counter-Strike Radio crew. I love listening to that, even though I didn't even play EverQuest when I listened to them. I'm, you know, listening to them so much, they bit me, they got me, you know, they had me wanting to play, they did, you know, and I gave in, I played, I had it for a month, I played for, what did it say, like 30 hours I think I played for, and I just couldn't get back into it, it was just weak, you know, I think, and I know Final Fantasy sold me, I lost my faith in World of Warcraft, Lineage 2 I think is going to be more about the graphics and the hot elf chicks,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to have the gameplay there, so I don't know.
Yes.
I'm pretty happy I sold my soul. Let me think here. You know, I just wanted to say thanks to everybody. You know, I mean,
everybody, got an older sister you want to get out of the house, you can send her too.
So, I guess that's it for us for 2003. Well,
guys,
we'll
have a good holidays. We'll see you soon.
See you next year, and yeah, hopefully we'll have more hosts on more regularly and whatnot. But we got to get out of here, and We'll see ya.
Hang on. Were you one of those guys in high school who spent every day at the arcade hunched over the controls of a simulated spaceship with all the other pale, friendless virgins?
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Santa please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Santa please stand up? We're gonna have a problem.
You all act like you've never seen Santa before. Toys all over your floor. Who the hell do you think brought them? It wasn't drunk dad or your mother, that whore. It was me. Now I'm skinny and I'll tell you the score. It's the return of Christmas, but not the jolly fat elf. My ass got so big I couldn't wipe it myself. And my doctor said, Santa, you've never looked worse. Lose 200 pounds or your heart's gonna burst. Everybody loved me big and fat. Ho, ho, ho. Big ass Santa. Look at him walking around. His belly like jelly. Have some more eggnog. They didn't give a shit if my arteries clogged. So I said, fuck them, and I joined a gym. Started eating low-fat cookies, drinking milk that was skim. I lost so much weight that I can see my candy cane. And Mrs. Claus is happy I can f*** her again. Your name is on my list. Your name is on my list. And if you're nice, not naughty, I might give you a little gift. But here's a message for you if you're a big fat slob. If your gut's in the way, a girl won't bob on your knob. You can't expect a hoe to gobble your goo if you just sit there eating Twinkies, watching Scooby-Doo. If you ain't nothing but chubby, no girl wants a fat hubby. You'll end up working construction. Your love life lying in ruins and destruction. By the time you're 30, you'll be asking Santa for life. Section. But if you're thin, you'll get seduction. Underneath the mistletoe, sing the chorus and it goes. I'm Slim Santa, yes, I'm the real Kringle. All you fly girls like my balls cause they jingle. So won't the real Slim Santa please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm the Slim Santa, yes, I'm the Saint Nick. All you other fat Santas can suck my fat dick. So won't the real Slim Santa please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. I guess there's a Slim Santa in all of us. On Donner, on Blitzen, let's get the f*** out of here. West Side! West Side.